Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Friday Conversation. This one is a Friday Conversation episode with a difference because it is the first week back to school in September, or back to whatever our new normal is for those people who aren't affected by school. And so everybody that I have got planned to come on as guests wanted to avoid this week because they've got all the upheavals of sending children back to school and things. So it is just me today. But I thought, actually, this gives me an opportunity to share my lockdown journey with you. So as many of you know, my name is Hannah Becco. I am a commercial property partner at a firm called Gunnacook, and I live in Cheshire. So I work mainly from our Manchester office, and pre-COVID, I was down in London a few times a month as well. I am self-employed through Gunnacook, which means that I have the joy of also running my second business, Authentically Speaking, which I've done for 4 years now. We celebrated our fourth birthday in July amidst lockdown. And the Authentically Speaking brand was set up to help predominantly lawyers and other professionals deal with what I had then realised was a huge, huge problem in our profession, and that is the problem of mental health and stress. So after running my own legal business for 3 years, I realised just what chronic stress does to a person. I was working all hours, I wasn't spending any time with my children, and I was waking in the night, I wasn't sleeping properly. And looking back, I probably ticked all the boxes for chronic stress. And it's only then that I started to understand just how big a problem this was in the industry. And I remember reading at the time at some Law Society research that said 95% of lawyers they'd surveyed said they suffered from moderate to severe work-related stress. And reading that statistic was actually one of the drivers for me to go ahead and set up, Authentically Speaking, to help people to see that there is another way. You know, stress doesn't have to be part and parcel of a legal career. And it's not true that if you suffer with stress, it means you're not cut out for the profession at all. I believe every single one of us either has or will suffer with mental health and chronic stress at some point in our careers. And to learn that A, that is quite normal, and B, there are plenty of things you can do about it, is something that I'm really, really passionate about. So that's who I am. I'm also mum to three boys. Teddy is 10, Rufus is 6, and Victor is going to be three in a couple of weeks. So my lockdown journey, I have worked from home for the last 8 years since I joined Gunnacook. So I do have an office set up. I have a good printer and a scanner, and it's something I'm very, very familiar with. But I realised a few years in that actually I couldn't spend all my time at home. I realised how bad that was for my mental health. So I would tend to go into the office around once a week, sometimes once a fortnight, and I'd make sure I put all my meetings and things on that day. And also I would work very frequently from a local coffee shop. So I'd spend at least 2 or 3 hours or more there a week sometimes. And I always liked that because, yes, I was getting out of the house. Yes, it was a change of scenery. And I was around people, even if I wasn't talking to them, I was around where other people were. And also, I like working somewhere else because I just picked up my laptop and took with me whatever it was that I was going to work on. So I couldn't be distracted. I couldn't be, you know, trying to go off and do something else. I just worked on what I'd taken with me. So I always found it was really productive as well. So working from home in lockdown, in one sense, wasn't a great big shock, but in another sense, it has been so, so hard, as I'm sure it has been for many, if not all of us. First of all, I would spend most of the week working on my own. I really like my own company, apart from, as I say, the times that I'd go into the office or out to a local coffee shop. But actually finding myself at home with my three children, with my husband working from home as well, and needing to share the home office with me, and obviously also juggling homeschooling, dealing with a young toddler, and trying to manage two businesses plus my husband's career as well, was not easy at all. And there were many, many ups and downs for us, as I'm sure there were for everybody else. And so what do I think will happen in the future? I think I will probably go back to a similar pattern to what I had, which will be going into the office once a week, once a fortnight, and going to work in the coffee shop every so often as well. I don't know when that will be. I don't know when we will all get back to this sense of normal. I have a feeling it will probably be next year. But no doubt I will go into the office before then. So my highs and lows of lockdown, what would they be? Well, the highs for me, I suppose, have been, yes, spending more time with the children, which in some ways can be a low as well. But I feel I've got to know my children a lot better. We've become a lot closer, despite the shouting and the telling them to be quiet and having to put them in front of screens when one or other of us had telecons and meetings. But I do feel that we've become closer as a family, and I've spent more time with my children probably than I ever have, being obviously a working mum. And to see the three of them grow closer together as well, which also doesn't mean that they never fight, they do, but and to see how they've developed. I mean, the younger one in particular, he has come on massively. I mean, the way he speaks in sentences, his confidence. He's just started at preschool this week, because I thought there was no point in sending him back to nursery when he'd come on so much. He might as well go to preschool. And he's absolutely loved that this week, going to preschool. So that's been a joy to see as well. Other highs for me in lockdown are that clearly my business changed. Property went a bit quieter, not as quiet as I expected it to, but property work did go a little bit quieter. And on my coaching and training front, all of my trainings were put on hold because they were all in person. And a lot of my coaching was as well. And I was already set up to do online, but I think it was everybody's preference that we did things in person where we could. So a lot of it has moved online, but a lot of it has also been put on hold. And it has been a great time to think about the business, both businesses really, and how I want them to change and grow over the coming years. So a few great things have come out of that. I started a support group for junior lawyers who were furloughed, and we ran that on a Monday lunchtime throughout lockdown. And that was wonderful to meet so many people, to see these aspiring and junior lawyers so committed to their own personal development. Even though they were furloughed, they wanted to use that time as much as possible to develop themselves and prepare themselves for a better future, for a better career. And so it was really a joy to support them and to get to know so many of them that way. And the other thing I started was a coffee and coaching session on a Wednesday afternoon for the legal profession generally. And such a fantastically supportive group has arisen out of those Wednesday sessions. And it's certainly something I plan to continue doing post-lockdown. It has been wonderful to, again, meet new people, but mainly to see how they can come together and support each other and have very difficult conversations that historically the legal profession has shied away from. So yes, the stress, the mental health, maybe even people taking some time out with mental health and stress, being diagnosed with anxiety and depression, dealing with mistakes, dealing with claims, dealing with issues of imposter syndrome and lack of confidence. It is fantastic to see people talking about these things now and talking about them openly with a group of others in a way that A, they trust them, and B, they get that support from those other women who they may not have been through it themselves, but they understand, you know, they understand it and they want to support that person. So we've seen some wonderful friendships, possible working relationships, and also just fantastic contacts grown throughout that group. And I really look forward to seeing how that moves ahead. And then I suppose that the final thing for me business-wise is that I've noticed that since lockdown and the uncertainty that we've got coming our way, people want more flexibility in most things that they do. So both with my property mentoring support for clients, I work with investors and developers in the sort of pre-legal advice stage, and then obviously in legals as well. So my sort of property mentoring role has grown, and I'm working with people on a monthly sort of retainer basis for that. And I've also shifted my coaching now. Instead of people sort of signing up for packages for certain fixed terms, I've moved that to a monthly retainer basis as well. So I'm just with all areas of my business, creating that flexibility for me and for my clients as well. So I think it's an exciting time. I think it's an interesting time. But I suppose I shouldn't say that without then going on to talk about the lows, because although those things all sound fantastic, and they are, they have come at a cost. You know, it has been an extremely difficult, what is now probably 6 months, for me, for my family, and of course, for all the people that I know. But just on a personal level, as I say, I already shared that I find it difficult sharing my space, because certainly in the daytime, once I've done the drop off, I'm so used to having my own space that I found that very difficult to give that up. I also found all the uncertainty as my business was shifting, and, you know, you could see that there was work that wasn't coming in for a time. You know, there's that, those financial concerns and those business concerns come up as well. And I think lockdown and the whole state of the country, of the economy, of worrying about our health and the health of loved ones, definitely has an impact on you, whether you realize it or not. So, you know, I know I found it harder to sleep, and I found myself perhaps not having as much patience and things as I might have had. I can get very emotional, like everyone, I'm sure, about things like not seeing our families for a long time. My new niece, I've become an auntie for the first time, and she's about 2 months old now. And although, yes, I have seen her in the garden or at a meter or two distance, you know, I haven't held my first niece yet. And that I find very hard. I do find that hard. And I'm sure many other people do as well. So there have been highs, there have been lows. And as we go back this week to school for the children and to whatever our new future is, our new sense of normal, I try to look for the positives that we're certainly going to take out of this situation. And I think particularly for the legal profession, there are a lot of positives. I mean, for how many years now have we all been arguing for more flexible, more remote working, more work-life balance for not just mums and dads, but for everyone? You know, those junior lawyers who want to take up a hobby or a sport or even start a side business. You know, people want more flexibility and more autonomy over their lives. And lockdown has shown firms that people can be productive, effective, teams can work, training can happen, clients can be served, deals can be done. All of this can be done on a flexible and remote working basis. And while I've no doubt that people will want to go back to the office just like I do, I think the numbers of people that go back in 5 days a week is going to stay very, very low. I think people have seen the chance for a work-life balance, the chance to have meals with their kids in the evening, to read bedtime stories, the chance to go out for a bike ride or a walk or get to the gym. People have seen that, and I don't think that many people are going to want to give it up. So my hope long-term for the profession is that we will see far more flexibility, trust, autonomy, and hopefully maybe even a shift towards better mental health and well-being, as people have been forced to put themselves, their families, and their health first, sometimes for the first time, and to see that that's something that they want to do and they want to keep doing. So I think it is a very interesting time, and I look to see what happens. So I hope that was interesting to you. If you have any thoughts about how the profession is going to change or be shaped post-lockdown, then do get in touch. I'd love to know what you think is likely to happen. And if you want to come and share your Friday conversation with me at any time, what's your lockdown journey been like? How has it been transitioning back into your new normal, whatever that looks like? Do get in touch and come and share your story with me. Otherwise, I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Bye-bye.